What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Ian O'Hara, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
Aiden, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good, and I'm even better because we have a very special guest on the podcast, our number one fan, Phil O'Hara.
Thank you very much. Yes, glad to be here. I would be honored to be considered your number one fan. I've a newer listener this year. Mm-hmm. Listened on and off in the past years, but I'm a loyal listener this year.
Yeah, hey, we appreciate that a lot. I know you've given us some good feedback as well. Yes. Through Aiden to improve our show and segments. Mm-hmm. So always looking to improve. So we appreciate support.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun episode. We got some news. Guess the player, where me and Vinny are actually going to be going up against each other. Then we got some NFL categories. And then, of course, we're going to end off with some predictions for ahead of this Thanksgiving week of football. So let's head right into some news.
All right, guys, let's get into the the news for the upcoming week. Obviously, with Thanksgiving tomorrow, as of us recording this, we have a lot more games, so definitely a shorter week for most teams, meaning there's going to be some injuries. Week. Yeah, action-packed week, and you know, a lot of injuries that can't have the full time to, you know, kind of recover. So we'll have to definitely see. We do have a few notable ones. Starting off with Pacheco, you know, he was on IR, and he is looking to finally be ready to return this week versus the Raiders on Friday.
Yeah, he's been out for, it feels like, I think when he got hurt, week two or something, he's been out pretty much the entire season, and obviously the Chiefs don't need him, but that's going to be huge for them.
Yeah, I mean, Kareem's filled it
well. You say that they don't need him for the Raiders, but that's like saying the Steelers don't need somebody for the Browns, right? And we all know how that turned out.
That is true. Vinny always points out that the Chiefs do end up somehow losing to the Raiders once a season.
I think they've played once.
Let me check. Yes, the Chiefs actually only won by 7 points in that game earlier this year, which.
Yeah, and Vinny, I do apologize for having to bring up that memory of Thursday night football. Great to watch the snow game, but boy, it was brutal to watch the Steelers throw that away.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was saying it was a trap game. Like, everyone, pretty much everyone. People were like, what, 0-7? Tomlin's like 0-7 in divisional games on Thursday.
Yeah, I think he is.
But they took the lead, got the pick. And you're like, okay, this is it. We did it. And then we, for some crazy reason, decide to throw it with Justin Fields. After the game that Russell Wilson had been having, we decide to throw it with Justin Fields.
I think they were trying to, like, confuse them and, like, oh, Justin Fields, and they're obviously going to run. But obviously it didn't work out.
Yeah, and also the snow and all that. But definitely a sore spot. But getting back to the injuries, like we just said, Pacheco. Also, sticking with the running backs, Breece Hall has missed practice today with knee soreness. And then also David Montgomery, as well as Amon-Ra for the Lions, both are limited practice. And they are actually playing tomorrow versus the Bears, I believe at noon. So two big guys for them. Also, a lot of injuries happened during the games last week. For example, Eckler is in concussion protocol, I believe. I didn't see the hit, but it was on their kick return.
It was a scary hit. He went down hard, and he was out for a long time. It looked like his season was going to be over.
Oh, yeah. I did not see it, but I have heard people talking about that a lot. And then
they
also
didn't show it either. Like, on the replay, they didn't show it for the longest time, and that's what made me nervous, is like, man, what's wrong when they won't show it?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I guess they do tend to do that some. But also, J.K. Dobbins, I believe, sprained his MCL in the game, the Chargers game. So that's, you know, a few weeks there he's looking at. And then, lastly, Brian Robinson, questionable with an ankle. Definitely a lot to talk about, especially with, you know, having three games tomorrow and then the Friday as well. So moving into the receivers. First one, CeeDee Lamb is limited practice with foot and back injury, but he is on track to play. And I guess that's against the Giants tomorrow, and that's a pretty interesting. Yes. That's going to be an interesting game with the quarterback situation.
Yeah, I mean, Cooper Rush versus Tommy DeVito. That's exactly what I want to watch while eating my Thanksgiving dinner. I think that's what America wants to watch while eating their Thanksgiving dinner. So, very looking forward to that.
I mean, Cooper Rush.
Speaking of fans, Thanksgiving dinner, Vinny, what time do you eat Thanksgiving dinner?
I think my family's kind of doing it different this year. Usually, it tends to be earlier. I think it's like 3 or 4. Honestly.
Okay. And so that's later than normal. Normal dinner is earlier on Thanksgiving.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, 3 o'clock, I'm usually skipping lunch. And then that's like, I don't know, what do you guys do? What's the Kansas tradition?
We'll usually do it earlier. I would say like 2 is usually around our time. And then it's kind of just like you just eat for the rest of the day, just whatever's there. So,
yeah.
Do you guys have anything out of the ordinary as far as meals, or is it just a traditional?
Traditional. I'd say it's pretty traditional.
Yeah, pretty traditional. Pretty traditional. We got the green beans, mashed potatoes, turkey. 3 kinds of turkey though. We have like 2 roasted turkeys and 1 fried turkey.
We usually got 1 turkey that's really dry and no one really touches, and then the 2 really good turkeys.
We have that as well, but I'm always kind of just like the white meat. I don't even know what part of the turkey that is, but probably breast, I guess. But
yeah,
I'm not exactly sure.
Highest in protein.
Yeah, you know that. I always gotta watch macros. That's my biggest concern for tomorrow. But speaking of the Thanksgiving games, also threw on here, Romeo Doubs is out with a concussion.
Yes.
I believe he sustained that last week, I'm assuming.
I actually think it was on a touchdown catch.
And he caught it?
Or did he? I kind of forget. I remember it was in the end zone when it happened. So, yeah, that's a tough loss for us. But I'm still confident.
All right. And then last few ones here. For the Colts, Josh Downs is week to week with a shoulder injury, as well as Alec Pierce is not practicing. So, Pittman, he's been on my fantasy bench. He's been my very underwhelming pick, I'm sure, for a lot of you guys as well. So he may get some looks, hopefully, this week.
Yeah,
I forget.
First time all season.
I know. Very, very disappointed in him. But then just a few other receivers. Darnell Mooney is questionable. Calvin Ridley missed practice. And I guess that's it for that. And then nothing really crazy with tight ends, but only really quarterback one I put on here is Brock Purdy, who missed last week. And I guess they kind of – was that last week that – has he been out 2 weeks or just last week?
It was just last week. He was questionable, and he ended up not playing.
Okay, but they don't – yeah, I don't think they – think they definitely need him. I think he's more – I know you tend to –
I'm a Brock Purdy hater.
But I think they do. He definitely does bring some value to them.
I would say he is, a very good, average quarterback, which is what they need. So
that's true. But yeah, so that's really it. I mean, do you guys have anything else you want to add?
The only thing I want to add is I didn't even know who this guy Brandon Allen was.
I did not either. I've never heard of him in my entire life.
He was drafted in 2016. Round 6, pick 201 from Jacksonville from Arkansas. Had no idea.
Yeah, I could not tell you who he was.
Yeah, I'm 100% on that as well. But I think that's all we have really there. Just wanted to run through that. And then obviously, talk about these games coming up, and then a lot to talk about for the Thanksgiving game. So I wanted to move quickly through that, and we can get into the special edition of Guess the Player.
All right, let's go.
All right, Jen. So I have listened enough to know Guess the Player is in a way to have a little fun, but also to highlight the important games of the week.
Yeah,
right?
That's exactly.
Calling out the performances that need to be talked about, the games that need to be talked about. So I have some players picked out here that I think will represent the slate of games for the week that we need to talk about. And this is going to be, what I understand is going to be a competition.
Yeah, right? A little 1v1, I think.
You guys are both going to be trying to guess this. Now, how are you going to do the talking out loud? Because, Aiden, I know when you do this, you think out loud a little bit. Mm-hmm. You kind of go back and forth. You maybe get a couple hints here and there from Vinny. But in this situation, I don't know if we can do that because it's going to give the other guy some hints. So how do you want to handle that?
I say we'll just, give us a couple seconds, and then we'll just go, I'll say mine, and then Vinny can say his. And
then maybe we'll switch around the other time. Vinny says it first, and then, okay. So I got three players. Keeping with the strategy here. It's three players. Let's start. I'll just tell you right off the bat. It's a quarterback.
All right.
Okay? Quarterback to start. He had 27 completions out of 37 attempts for 269 yards. Good, but not great, right?
Yeah,
good, but not great.
Pretty good.
But three touchdowns. Three touchdowns for this quarterback and no interceptions.
All right. Any rushing?
Any rushing? That is a good question. Let us look at his rushing from the game. He had 5 carries for 60 yards.
Oh. That's a big teller.
That's right.
His QBR, interestingly enough, is this right? No, his rating was 120.2, if you want to know. His rating, because I know the QBR is... I'm more familiar with the scale of the rating, the passer rating.
I have someone in mind.
I also have someone in mind.
All right, Aiden, you go first.
The guy I thought of first, I just saw a stat about this recently. Three touchdowns makes... Oh, but it actually doesn't make sense. Oh, Vinny might have to go first. I just realized the 3 passing touchdowns doesn't make sense for this guy anymore, looking at the stats.
Looking at the stats? Stats? What are you looking at?
Or not looking at the stats, looking at the scores of
okay.
the games.
Okay, I can attest he's not...
Here. Okay, I'm going to go with final answer, Caleb Williams. That's a bad guess.
Okay. So Caleb Williams, the person I thought of since the beginning, I don't have the stats in front of the scores, but I was thinking, I know Jayden Daniels had a good week.
That's the guy who I thought of at first, I'm not gonna lie, but they had 26 points scored, so I was assuming that something went wrong. But
I mean, that's not really a good guess.
Okay, so Caleb Williams went 32 of 47 for 340 yards.
340 yards?
Yes, and only 2 touchdowns. As a matter of fact, he had the highest number of yards, Caleb Williams, in the week.
Wow.
Jayden Daniels, he went, 25 of 38 for 275 and 2 touchdowns, but he also had 2 picks.
I didn't realize that.
So the quarterback that I am referring to is none other than the GOAT, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh.
Yeah, baby. Oh, Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, you guys, great point. His rush at the end of the game was a huge part of sealing that game. Well, not sealing it because they weren't winning at the time. Of course, they had to rely on a kick to win that game, 30-27. But Patrick Mahomes, is the first player that I have for you.
I kind of written him off. I wasn't thinking about him either.
That's really unfortunate. I mean, the Chiefs did sell my parlay in this. I needed them to win by 10 points. It's against the Panthers. Somehow they only win by 3. But I mean, Patrick Mahomes, who would have guessed, had a really good game.
No interceptions. That's something that he probably hasn't even done. I don't know. He's got a rough ratio.
Yeah, and one thing that I remember the announcers not shutting up about was this was a big game for tight ends, and it really was. Noah Gray, 2 touchdowns, 66 yards. Travis Kelce had a decent week, 6 catches, 62 yards. And then, Mahomes really spread out the ball a lot in this game. A lot of players caught it. And then, obviously, his rushing, 60 yards and on the ground. That's the Chiefs somehow, they looked offensively really good. Defensively, not as good as usual.
Aiden, just to call out, you know, Patrick Mahomes has had an interception in every game of every week, except for starting in November. He has not had an interception except for in Buffalo. He threw two. But interestingly enough, he had 1-2-1-1-1-1-2-1-0-0-2-0. So in the month of November, he's been interception-free for the most part, but he has thrown a ton of interceptions this year. 11.
We do tend to, I guess we do tend to have a little bit of a bias against him. Honestly, I know we
and the Chiefs.
Out of that.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs.
We've been known to hate on the Chiefs. It's jealousy.
Yeah.
Jealousy.
Okay. That's all right. Let's get to player number two.
All right.
Let's get to player number two. This player had four catches for 66 yards, but two touchdowns, and he only had four targets. So all four of his targets went for receptions, and two of them went for touchdowns. And I can tell you this. I'll even give you an extra hint. This is the second week in a row he's had multiple touchdowns.
Oh, wow. That's a big hint. All right.
Did we say receiver? Or did we not? Did you not give
us? I think it is a receiver.
He has no rushing yards. I'll tell you that for sure.
Okay. That narrows it down, I guess.
Ooh. All right. I think I got a guess. I know someone got two touchdowns, but I think he actually got... No, he got way more targets than that, so I got to change that. Oh.
Wait, what was the other hint you just said? The bonus hint?
This is the second week in a row he's had multiple touchdowns.
Oh. I was thinking of people on my team, because I know we haven't
been your team did very good
back-to-back weeks, though.
Oh, this is very interesting. I'm going around trying to think, and no one's coming up off the top of my head. Vinny, if you want to go,
I'm gonna give one more hint.
Okay. Yeah.
When you think of the guy who plays this position for this team, you don't think of this guy.
Oh, okay.
So we're thinking of a wide receiver two or a tight end two, maybe?
Yeah, it could be a tight end. Ooh. Tight end, back-to-back two touchdown weeks. Ooh, I think I got a guess. I'm not sure if it's right, but then if you want to go first, I think I got a pretty good guess.
Honestly, I want to hear your guess before I.
My guess is going to be, I don't like this, but Jonnu Smith.
I was considering that because I know he did good this week and he's on my bench, but I'm trying to think of who their other tight end would be, and only four catches is usually a tight end.
Yeah.
I mean that's a really good guess. That could definitely be it. I'm just gonna throw out DJ Moore, but I mean I would think
I
of him
DJ
on the
Moore.
Bears. I would think of him on the Bears though.
Yeah. Yeah, good guess for both of you guys. First off, never knew who knew Jonnu Smith was. Had to just look him up. But no, of course. Of course I'm referring to Noah Gray of the Kansas City Chiefs.
He goes back to the Chiefs.
Yeah, baby. We're going to talk about the Chiefs a little bit more. Now, Noah Gray, I wanted to do Kelsey. But
he's been missed.
You can't. You got to go to Noah Gray and give him props for the week he had. And again, the fact that he had two touchdowns multiple weeks in a row, I think it was something that's never been done before. I don't know if that's for the Chiefs. Or in general, but like...
We literally read off the stats.
Yes, you did.
And we were looking right at the stats, and we knew.
I was a little bit nervous about that, because yes, you read it right out there. But let's talk a little bit more about the Kansas City Chiefs, guys. I mean, what a great season from these Kansas City Chiefs. Everyone wants to talk about like, 10-1, they really should be like 7-4 or something like that.
I would agree with that statement.
But like, they find a way. They are gutsy.
They do.
They find a way
every
week.
They do find a way to win, and... I mean, the rest of their schedule, it looks pretty easy. I think they could win at least five of these last few games. I mean, the most competitive games, I guess, Chargers, Texans.
Steelers.
If you call Steelers Christmas competition.
Day. Oh, that's going to be a good game.
That is
competition.
Vinny,
you might be, is it true that you might be going to that game Day?
That is a possibility. It's not confirmed or denied, but I may be able to get some on-field.
That would be very fun.
Some on-field intel for the
on-field
podcast.
Wow.
Well, not on-field, but...
Oh, live. I was about to say.
No, I wish.
All right, good.
Definitely, that'll be a good game.
That'll be very cool.
So we got tricked into talking about the Chiefs again.
You might actually have a better viewing experience than the rest of us who are going to attempt to watch it on Netflix.
Yeah, which we all know how that went with the Mike Tyson fight.
Wait, is that on Netflix?
It is. All is Christmas Day games are on Netflix.
Since when is that a thing?
This year. Two games on Christmas on Netflix. The other one is Ravens.
Let me see. The other game is Ravens Texans. So two actually really good games, honestly.
Yeah. But, I mean, to be honest with you, I am a little bit nervous about the Chiefs in this Friday. Against the Raiders, I am a little bit nervous about that.
Oh, but there's no way. Raiders suck.
Let's get into our third player here.
All right.
Third player.
Let me guess. 16, Xavier Worthy.
16 carries for 68 yards, and that's it. That's it. That's all you got. 16 carries for 68 yards.
That's all you're telling us.
That's all I can tell you. Like, it was not a great performance.
That sounds a lot like Kareem Hunt's stat line. We were just on the thing, so I'm going to go with Kareem Hunt.
I mean, I don't have any stats up right now, but I doubt we would really. I mean, you guys aren't.
I think it's going to be a Kareem Hunt again.
Yeah, come on, Vinny. Come on, Vinny.
What's
16 carries for 68 yards.
So that's 6.8 fantasy points. I mean, everyone on my team did well for the most part.
What's my biggest constructive criticism for this podcast? We don't talk about the Chiefs enough. That's my biggest... There's not enough talk about the Chiefs. So I'm going to spare you guys. That's exactly right. It was Kareem Hunt was the last one.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So yes, that was my fun little thing, was all Chiefs for Guess the Player. But I do have some other backups picked out that are a little bit more fun. I've got some backups that are picked up that are more and more fun. And I think these are going to be pretty easy because they're definitely standout performances were games that we should talk about. So let's go with... 29 completions out of 40 attempts for 317 yards and four touchdowns.
Okay, that's got to be the main hint then.
Yep, that is definitely the main hint.
Ooh, four touchdowns is a lot.
His 317 was the third best yards of the week, but definitely the most touchdowns of the week.
Oh, I know who it is. I think I know who it is. Vinny, you can try first if you want.
Are you sure?
I'm not positive, but I'm like 90% sure I know who it is.
Did he say anything about rushing?
I don't think he had any, but I'll double check.
I would assume there's not a lot based on who I think it is.
Yeah, let's see.
Well, who do you
he
think?
He did have he had three carries for -2 yards, so
Neil.
Hey, we might be thinking of the same person.
I was thinking of Tua.
I was thinking of him.
Yep, that's exactly right. Tua. What a different team the Dolphins are.
Yes.
With Tua and without Tua. And, like, I mean, he just comes in and he's a gamer, man. Wow. Incredible.
Yeah, I mean, me and Vinny both have Tyreek and Tua, or Tyreek and Waddle on our team.
Waddle was the man. 8 catches for 144 yards and a touchdown.
Yes.
I know. Since week one, he hasn't gotten above nine fantasy points for me. So this was a pleasant surprise for sure.
And of course Tyreek Hill still does bad on my team. But I mean, these Dolphins, I'm a bit worried about them against the Packers on tomorrow actually. But I don't know, defense still seems a bit shaky to me. Like Drake May obviously didn't play that good. I don't know how to feel because this offense can be electric, but
I mean,
I don't know.
Do you recommend? I mean, I guess I am playing you in fantasy this week, but do you recommend that I start Waddle against the Packers? I am playing you this week.
I actually kind of want you to.
Yeah, the question I ask is, do you discount that performance because it came against the Patriots?
I would say no. I would say it still counts as a, I mean, like, you either win or lose, and when you win, you should play good and kill the team, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, I think he's earned a start, so, Aiden, you better be winning.
This is a big win or lose week for both me and Vinny.
We're both 7-5.
Oh boy.
And this game, we both, I think, have to win one more game to make playoffs. And so this is a big game for both of us. So I'm kind of nervous.
Oh, we'll see.
All right, let's go to my next player, the real player. Although Mahomes was a good pick, but let's go to the next real player. 5 catches, 102 yards for a touchdown, and here's the real clue: his long was 86.
That kind of gives it away.
One catch for 86 out of his 102 yards.
Yeah, I think I know who this is.
I mean, I have a.
I believe I was watching this game live with you.
With me?
No, with Philip.
Okay. I mean, I have.
Let you guess first, because I know who it is.
Did he say receptions and touchdowns?
Yeah, 1 touchdown, 5 catches.
And his touchdown was 84 yards? Is that what you said?
I didn't say that. I just said his longest catch was 86 yards.
Oh, I mean, okay.
I mean, the only. Honestly, I don't know who actually got that catch, but based on having a super long catch and doing well, I'm going to say Jordan Addison, because I know he did well on my fantasy team.
Jordan Addison did have a very good week. He had the most yards of the week at 162. He had 1 touchdown, like my mystery player, but he had 8 catches, and his long was at 69.
Oh, yeah, I believe...
That was close.
I believe this player is going to be Mr. Terry McLaurin.
It is Terry McLaurin, and I picked him only because, I mean, we have to talk about this Dallas-Washington game. Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, 41 points in the fourth quarter, and just absolute chaos. I mean, Washington down 7 points. Somehow, Terry McLaurin gets open for that touchdown with barely any time left, might I add. And then the kicker misses the PAT.
After having missed some kicks earlier in the game.
And also not even mentioning that the Cowboys got a return touchdown in that game just before that happened.
Yeah.
So
after bobbling the kick.
Yeah.
After bobbling the kick.
And then they return the onside kick for a touchdown. Tragic game for the Commanders. Actually, I saw a stat. Since that Hail Mary against the Bears, both the Commanders and the Bears have a combined, I think, 1-5 record. Very bad from both of them ever since that play. So, interesting.
I mean, are you guys putting this up there for one of the craziest, like, the craziest game of the year so far?
Yeah, I would.
I think I would as well.
It was absolutely. I mean, to have gone from such. It was a crappy game. It was 10-9, and there was missed field goals. It was a crappy game, and then all of a sudden, it just went crazy.
Just blows up.
That's funny.
Yeah, you got a feel for Commanders, and I think Cowboys fans are just as mad because they're screwing themselves out of a high pick. You're obviously not going to make the playoffs this year, so. Now they're doing nothing but just screwing themselves out of a high pick. So
that's true.
I think both teams are mad in that situation.
All right, listen. I know it's been a long guess the player, but I got one more. This is an obvious one, and I think it's more to talk about.
Can I pre-guess?
Sure.
If it's an obvious one, I'm gonna pre-guess Saquon Barkley.
Yes, it is Saquon Barkley. Yes, I was gonna go with 255 rushing yards. Because just what an incredible performance by Barkley. And I really wanted to call this out mostly from the standpoint of the Eagles. Like, I'm really surprised at the Eagles because they started the season off really bad. But they look pretty formidable at this point.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not be as good as they are when Saquon has 255 yards?
He was definitely had to be the steal of the fantasy draft. Because everyone was saying they just have too many weapons. But then... Because we watched week 1 versus the Packers in Brazil, and then I know he went off that game, and then after that we just knew, like, we definitely just kind of underestimated him. And I guess, I guess the Eagles as a whole.
Yeah, the Eagles have been, and this has been, you know, it happens a lot nowadays where the Eagles start off really hot, choking the playoffs. It kind of runs in the Philadelphia area where their teams have really good regular seasons and choke in the playoffs.
The Phillies?
Yeah, and but this team looks really good, both on offense and their defense looks pretty good. They still got the white cornerback, Cooper DeGene, playing very good.
He's
breaking the race barrier. And
oh, you know, Jason, oh gosh, what was the white corner before him? Jason,
I don't know.
I gotta look probably. It was probably before me and Vinny's time, because
he definitely was. He was during my time, but he was great.
There has not been one for a very long time.
He was the original. He was awesome.
Hey, you were a white cornerback back in
Jason
the day.
Jason Sehorn. Do you guys know Jason Sehorn?
Google sounds familiar.
Google Jason Sehorn. He was the man.
I may have actually heard that name.
It does sound a little bit familiar.
Anyway, yes. Yeah, he was the original. Going to go back in time.
Yes, but and then I mean, you said that was your last guess the player?
It was.
All right. So, I mean, looking through the rest of these games.
Actually, I got one more thing on that Eagles game.
Oh, yes.
So, I see no passing attempts for Kenny Pickett, but he did have two carries for Mice. Did he come in and take the kneel downs?
I think he did.
Oh, okay. can't chance it for Jalen Hurts. We're going to get put Pickett in there for the
Well, you know, Kenny Pickett was doing that a lot for the Steelers, so he just has a lot of experience kneeling it down. So,
man.
Yeah, but looking through the other games of this week, we can run through these pretty quickly. Like we said, Browns beat the Steelers. Very unfortunate.
Moving on.
Titans upset the Texans in a game that not many people were expecting. Ended in a safety. Bears beat.
Well, that game also Texans kicker had a chance to tie it up at the end of the game and missed a gimme.
Yes, very unfortunate. Vikings beat the Bears, and honestly, a game that I was not expecting to be so close.
Me neither.
Broncos look very good. Packers beat up on the 49ers. Love to see that.
I know. I made you switch that pick last week.
I know. I'm so glad you did.
I can't believe I did that.
I was surprised at that, too. Yes, I was surprised at that.
I wasn't going to switch, just because in games like those, I don't like to bet on the Packers. Just, it makes me too nervous. But I'm very glad I switched, especially because we switched before Brock Purdy was even hurt. So
yeah, we didn't know.
Yeah. And then, honestly, the last game that I found very interesting was Ravens. Chargers Monday Night Football. Ravens win 30-23. So yeah, pretty interesting slate of games, and it's definitely going to be an interesting one this next week. But I say we head into some NFL categories up next.
All right.
All right. Next up, we got some NFL categories, and while I can hear it right now, I do want to apologize. We are in a household with, I think, upwards of probably 20 children, or at least that's what it feels like.
They're not adults, but to call them children might be a little too much. And hey, this is perfect for a Thanksgiving episode.
Exactly.
This is what's going on at your house as you're listening to this right now.
Yes. So. Apologies for that in advance, but today we got some NFL scategories, and I'm sure not everyone is familiar with scategories, but how it's going to work is we are going to play a game where I have 10 categories listed, and I can name them off now. We have NFL quarterback, NFL team or city, a defensive player, an NFL wide receiver, a retired NFL player, a running back, any NFL moment, so it could be like the Minneapolis Miracle or something like that. Any Steelers player, any player's nickname, or any coach or owner. So those are the 10 categories. And how this is going to work is I'm going to do a random letter generator. And say the random letter generator lands on J. What we're going to do is then you have to name all these via that letter. So it's going to be very interesting. You know, if you get NFL wide receiver and lands on J, you can do Justin Jefferson. And we'll play only first names. So I'll set a one-minute timer.
Well, actually, we should do first and last so you can get the double, like you said.
Okay, yeah, first and last. But either. It only counts for first name.
But you also can't use, like, if I put a Steeler quarterback, I can't use that Steeler for Steeler player, right?
Yes, that's a very important
note. So we're doing first name?
Or last name. Either one. So the letter that it comes up with, you can have that letter can be the first of their first name or their last name.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and then
we will set a 1 minute timer. Let me spin a random letter generator, and I will do it. If we get something like Q, I will do a different one. I want to get one that is actually possible. Like, now, yeah. Okay, we now, got a B.
Let me ask you, are you going to like cut out all the dead air as we're going through this?
We will. We okay. will cut this out. All right, so I'm about to set a 1 minute timer, and you can start in 3, 2, 1. I'm going to do a minute 30, just because I didn't realize how short that minute would be. All right, time.
Oh, gosh.
That was tough.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I did
than
not.
I was anticipating.
That was a lot harder than I was anticipating. I think B ended up being a lot harder.
1, 2, I got 3. I only put the answers for 3 things.
Wait. I got a couple.
I got 1. I got 8. Or no, I got 7. Whoa. Wait, did I do this wrong now?
I think I got 6 down okay. right now.
All
right.
I'm very happy with my quarterback, though. So let's
all right. Starting off, NFL quarterback. I couldn't come up with one.
Oh, Blake Bortles.
Oh, yeah. Two-pointer.
The good plays helping me out there.
It took me a second, but then I stopped Baker Mayfield.
There you go. Oh, yes, Baker. Oh. All right, NFL team or city. I did Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, Baltimore. Yeah, anything.
Okay, so no points for us there. Defensive player. I have Butler Leroy, as in Leroy Butler.
Okay. This could be a made-up guy for all I know. Matter of fact, I better look him up just to be sure.
Oh, wait, I meant Malcolm Butler. That's who I meant.
Leroy? I was going to say. Yeah,
I meant Malcolm Butler.
Okay, yeah, I had Joey Bosa.
Okay,
oh,
there you go.
Yeah, that's good. NFL wide receiver. I put Braxton Berrios, 2-pointer.
Sure. Again, could be made up name for all I know.
For receiver, I put Brandon Marshall.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Retired NFL player. I couldn't come up with anything.
Yeah. You can say yours.
I hope that this counts because it's not his real name. At least I don't think it is. Booger McFarlane.
I would count that.
Cool.
I was gonna put Brandon Marshall there, and then I like wrote some arrows to switch around the order because you can't use people twice. So let's just say I didn't get one there. I was kind of.
Well, there are 2 Brandon Marshalls.
Really?
Oh, nice.
I'm thinking of from the Jets.
I think there was also one. I'm almost positive there are 2 Brandon Marshalls, but
I mean I wouldn't be surprised.
Give it to him.
Yeah, I'll give you. I'll give you points. All right, next up, NFL running back. I could not come up with one for the life of me.
Me neither.
I forget if this is his first name, but is Brandon Allen. The running back.
Oh, yeah. I think it's Braylon.
I could have said Breece Hall. I mean, I said Brandon. <'cause> I was thinking of the backup for them.
Yeah, Braylon Allen. That counts.
Yeah, I didn't just say Breece Hall. He's on my team, too.
All right, NFL moment. I couldn't come up with one.
I don't know. I was trying to think of something with Blitz, but
yeah.
I couldn't think of anything.
That's a tough one. Steeler player. I'm not sure if you guys will let me count this, but I put Bill Cowher, coach.
No, he's not a player. That's a no-go for me.
Why don't you just put that for the 10?
Because I have a better one for 10.
Okay. I put Broderick.
Bill Belichick.
Yep.
I had Rocky Blyer.
All right. Who'd you have, Vinny?
Broderick Jones.
Oh, Broderick Jones. Good one. All right. Number 9, player nickname. I put the bus.
Oh, yes. How did I know? Oh, gosh, I could have used Bettis on a bunch of these.
Yeah.
I didn't even.
And then.
Wait.
Oh, who'd you have?
I put Beast Mode.
Oh, Beast
Mode. I was assuming all 3 of us were going to put that.
That's good.
That's a good one.
And then NFL coach or owner, I did have Bill Belichick for a 2-pointer.
Yeah, that's
good. I ran out of time. I didn't get one.
Nor did I.
All right, tallying up. That was very hard. I low-key should have done 2 minutes because I was lost in this. But I ended up with, looks like, 6 total points thanks to some very good 2-pointers.
4 for me.
Wait.
All right, Vinny?
I had... Wait, 1, 2...
Counts as 2 if you got both B's on first and last.
I got 7.
Oh, nice. Beats me by 1.
Nice, Vinny. I didn't, that was no 2-pointers, though. That was just pure knowledge.
Yeah. That, all right. That was actually a pretty fun game.
We may have to bring that back another week with some more letters, because that actually makes you think.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. We'll definitely have to bring that back. And maybe, like, I would say predetermined letters, but I feel like that's...
Then you can just start thinking.
Yeah. So, I like it, though. That was very fun. And I say now we just move down to our predictions for the week. All right. So last week, both me and Vinny had a decent week. Both went 8-5. He still holds that 12-point lead on me. Hoping to get some back this week. And let's just start right off. Bears at Lions.
I mean, can we really go against the Lions?
I don't think
I'm not
so.
Going against the Lions.
Yeah, I'm going Lions as well. Giants at Cowboys. I think after last week, I got to go Cowboys here.
What a terrible game for us all to be subject to on Thanksgiving.
Especially the middle game is the one I feel like most people watch.
Is there anything else on? Is there anything else we can watch at this point?
You can go watch me and the cousins go play Turkey
We're not.
Bowl.
We're going to watch it. We're gonna, who cares? It's football. We're going to watch it.
11. You guys almost...
Yeah, we could do 11 on 11.
Full teams.
Yeah, we got... It'll be like that clip of Peyton Manning in that SNL clip where he's with all those kids and he's just pegging them in the back of the head.
I'm going Cowboys because I think that they are slightly less bad than the Giants.
I would agree.
But they are home. The Cowboys are home.
Yes,
and
they
tend
home.
To, mm-hmm. But they tend to lose at home this year. Were they home
that
this last week?
That is true. Oh.
They tend to lose it in the light. Yeah.
They won last week, and I think it was in Washington. So...
I'm still going Cowboys.
I agree.
Yeah.
Same. All right. And then Dolphins at Packers. It's supposed to be very cold game. And I think Tua is 0-7 in games below 32 degrees. And I believe it's going to be the 20s. So I'm going Packers.
I mean, you got that's a pretty next. That's a next gen stat.
You should have kept that for yourself, man, because now I'm going Packers.
Yeah, I probably should have kept that.
Honestly, yeah, I think I'd go Packers anyway, though, just because, I mean, Packers are home, and I don't know. The Lions, I'm still not fully set on being, like, good fully, back fully.
Yeah. All right, Raiders at Chiefs. I can't go against the Chiefs, especially against the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, I want to, like I said, I want to be the Raiders. I want them to give them a hard time, but the Chiefs are in Arrowhead, which I feel like they're just always home. Like, do they have more home games than every other team? Because I feel like something about
that's all part of the NFL script, my man.
That is true. I feel like they do have a weird amount of home games.
Or, like, it's the weeks that I tend to be watching more.
Oh, they got to play in Cleveland in 2 weeks, so...
Ooh.
Given how I started this podcast off, you guys might be surprised to hear this, but my pick is I'm going Chiefs.
All right.
Okay. And I don't think you're supposed to say that anymore, but I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, our listeners are pretty, you know, very very, you know,
progressive
is the word.
I know.
Yes.
I probably offended some people. I apologize.
You just lost us 10 viewers.
Hey, I know you guys are passionate Chiefs fans in that house. Except for Aiden,
and Steelers fans.
And Steelers fans, yeah, oh yeah.
I would say Steelers first, actually.
It should
probably
be.
So.
All right, next up, Texans at Jags. I am going to go with the Texans here, even though they lost last week. I'm going to go with Texans.
I think I'm going to agree with you.
All right.
Same here. Going Texans.
All right. Colts at Patriots. And I will go Patriots here. Surprise.
Really? How? I mean, like I mentioned earlier, they do have the two receiver injuries. But did they? How did Anthony? I didn't see how Anthony Richardson.
Is I actually back think to he had playing? His. I think he had his. Actually, no. Last week he played against the Lions and did not do good. But the week before that, against the Jets, he had his career game.
All right, that's enough for me to go Colts. He was on my fantasy team at the beginning.
All right.
I had picked the... Who did I pick in this game? I had the Patriots. Yeah, I also had the Patriots.
All right. All right, next up, Chargers at Falcons. Chargers, I think it's the pick here.
Yeah, I think Falcons you're right. Shady. I mean, the Falcons just fell off so hard. Like, they were fun to watch. And I guess they just came off the bye week because Drake London was on my bench. But the Falcons have failed me a lot recently. But I'm gonna go Falcons because I want to see them win and they're home.
All right,
I can understand that pick. Kirk Cousins at home, a week off. I do want to pick them, but I think the Chargers are the better team, so I'm taking the Chargers.
Fair, all right,
Seahawks at Jets. Two teams that I do not feel confident in at all. But I think Rodgers got something to prove. I am going Jets here.
Okay, I was thinking Seahawks. Just because, ooh, I mean, the Jets are coming off a bye week as well, but...
Yeah.
Didn't the Seahawks just put up, I mean... Did they?
No,
did,
the Seahawks did, just barely squeaked by the Cardinals,
didn't they beat the 49ers the week before?
They did.
Okay. That's enough for me to say.
All right.
So... The NFC West, and just to refresh your memory, Vinny, that's the Cardinals, the Rams, the 49ers, and the Seahawks. That's a mess of a division. And the Seahawks had a big win this past week. And so they're fighting for some spots there. But yeah, I just have a feeling about the Jets at home. I feel like they're due.
Yeah,
I feel like they're due, so I'm taking the Jets.
All right. That's three straight disagreements by me and Vinny. That never happens. And then Titans at Commanders here. Boy. I mean, Titans just beat the Texans, and Commanders just lost.
I know.
This is a tough one.
This is Commanders all the way. The Titans got lucky, and the Commanders are angry. They're going to take it out on the Titans.
Yeah, I'm going to go Commanders.
I think they're
as well.
They're due to get back on track. This is the game that they start it.
Next up, Steelers at Bengals.
No.
I'm sorry. I have to go Bengals. There's no way the Steelers win this.
I mean, the key is it's at Bengals. That's the thing that makes it challenging in my mind.
I don't see a world where the Steelers win this.
I mean, we did say Aiden and I both said the Ravens were going to beat the Steelers that week. But that was home
that is true.
For us, to be fair. But yeah, with how last week was, I can't really... Can't really be confident for this week, so I'm going Bengals.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys the fact that you both picked the Steelers against the Ravens, because that I did not think that you were going to both do that.
We both picked Ravens. I think.
Oh, I thought you both picked the Steelers, and
we
I was
did
impressed.
The Steelers last week.
Yeah, we both said
the
Steelers
the
last week.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Flip-flopped.
I'm gonna tell you it is impossible for me to pick against the Steelers. And it burns me a lot, but I can't do it. I'm picking the Steelers.
All right, respect. I respect that. Next up, Cardinals at Vikings. This is a very interesting game, and I think it's going to be the game the Vikings finally go down. I'm going Cardinals.
This one, I don't know what... Are the Cardinals... What are they coming off of? Did they have a bye?
They lost to the Seahawks.
Yeah, they just lost.
And thus gave up their, I think it's a, now it's like a, tied in that division for everybody's like 6-5 or 5-6.
So they are fighting. Yeah. They do have a lot of motivation. But I mean, the Vikings, their division's pretty interesting
It's at Minnesota.
I'm gonna go Vikings then.
I'm gonna stick with Cardinals. I trust them.
Yeah. So Aiden, everything you said, I would have agreed with if the Cardinals were at home, but the Vikings are at home, so I'm taking the Vikings.
All right, I like it. Next up, Rams at Saints. Saints, I cannot trust. They are not a good team. But also Rams, I don't know. They looked very bad. They let Saquon run all over them. I'm still going Rams.
I'm going Rams, but I don't have much to say for it. But yeah, the Saints aren't really anything.
Yeah.
Same. Give me the Rams.
All right. Bucks at Panthers. Panthers. You know, Bryce Young had his best game in a while. I'm still going Bucks, though.
Yeah, Bucks. I mean, Bucky Irvin's coming off a big game for me in fantasy last week, so I need him to step up against you this week. So I'm rooting for the Bucks.
I hope not.
And I agree with you that it looks like Bryce Young maybe with a little momentum for the Panthers, but the Buccaneers are the best 5-6 team that I absolutely would not want to play.
I agree.
Give me the Buccaneers.
Honestly,
even
on
the road.
That doesn't do him. The record doesn't do him justice.
Yeah. And then probably, I would argue, game of the week, Eagles at Ravens.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
And I honestly have no idea who to choose. My gut is telling me Eagles, but my brain is telling me Ravens. But I'm going Eagles. It's crazy.
I don't feel good about it. I was also just saying Eagles just... I mean, I might just be recency bias for me, just because like the Eagles. I mean, Saquon, and then what? What's it called? The Steelers beating them a couple weeks ago, but
I
like the Eagles here, even though they're away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for me, maybe it's because I follow Penn State football, but I'm in love with Saquon Barkley now, and so yeah, give me the Eagles.
All right. And also, Pitt legend Kenny Pickett's on that team. So.
Of course, and of
Steelers.
Course.
And his Steelers legacy.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
I hate the Ravens. And yes, I hate the Ravens.
Yes, that's always
I guess
a plus.
We're rooting against them here.
Next up, another would-be good game if Brock Purdy ends up playing 49ers at Bills. I also don't think it matters. I'm going Bills.
Yeah, Bills at home, you don't want to mess with.
Absolutely, 100%. Even if Brock Purdy is healthy and playing, this is a Bills win.
I mean, even the Chiefs couldn't keep up.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right,
thanks for bringing that up, man.
All right, last up, Browns at Broncos. Broncos, I think, have been on an absolute heater recently, so I'm not going against them. I'm going Broncos.
Yeah, and Mile High Stadium always gives me like, always just makes me give like. I mean. I guess I've never like been there, but everyone just says that.
I feel like it gives you a big difference.
So they got a very good home field advantage when it comes to that.
Yeah, notwithstanding their recent victory against the Steelers, the Browns are trash. Always have been trash. Always will be trash.
Agreed.
And Bo Nix is like getting better every week.
He really
every
is.
Every week. Yeah, give me the Broncos at Mile High.
But also I do. I mean, I do kind of like. I like supporting Jameis Winston. He seems like...
I give you that, Vinny.
Yeah.
Fun, good team.
I'm not sure if there's a more unlikable team than the Browns with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
That's like one of the most dislikable teams of all time.
He is like their, you know... Jameis Winston, he's like their NFL Jesus.
They finally have a breath of fresh air there. It's crazy. But, yeah, I mean, that's all we have for this week. It was an action-packed episode, so, of course, thank you to Phil
for
being
here.
Your second ever guest on this podcast, so.
Yeah, I'm very honored, and I'm just very impressed that we made it through with the background noise and the technical difficulties.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully
it's impressive.
It sounds okay.
It's very impressive.
There's a chance it just sounds horrible.
Aiden's going to have to work his editing magic.
Oh. Maybe Vinny. We'll see.
we'll see how it works out. But yeah, definitely a lot of disagreements. I mean, maybe we haven't planned out, but maybe we can add Phil's wins to Aiden's record. If you want to make it a closer as we get towards the playoffs.
I might need it because it's rough out here for me. So a lot of disagreements though. So hopefully I can take a big win or be more in the hole, which will inevitably happen. But obviously, thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. Make sure to, you know, rate 5 stars, subscribe, you know, do all the things. And Vinny, you got anything else?
I mean, just, yeah, thank you for listening. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy your family and the games tomorrow. And obviously, you know, sales, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, a lot coming up before next week. So, yeah, a lot to look forward to.
All right. We will see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.